We begin Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Simen, Vav, Suf, Yud Aleph. Hayil Fanav Shnei Minim, Shebrachah Seyem Shabbos. If there's two foods that have the same bracha, could go in Eggers V'Tapuach, a walnut and an apple, Shyachal L'Varach Alechad, you can make the bracha on one of those foods, we'll lift the Gam Sheni, and that will cover the other one. Chayiv Lasas Kein, one is obligated to do so. V'Asa L'Varach Alechad Bekavana, and what one may not do is make a bracha on one with the intention shloi liftas hasheni k'dei levarach gam al habrachas b'reitz, that the second one should not be chayiv in a birchas ha'etz. Shem da'asal ligraim bracha shen etzricha. One may not cause that somebody should make a bracha shen etzricha. So since one bracha would have been adequate, the halacha is that you should only make one bracha, because a bracha she'en tzricha. From here, it seems that if you did have a mind that you don't want to be mitzi the other food, it would be effective. It's just inappropriate because a bracha she'en tzricha. That's the way the Pri Chodesh explains. There were other achronim who hold that one, even if he had intention not to be mitzi, not to make one bracha and that it shouldn't work for the other food, it will still be effective automatically. Similar halacha by bracha shen etzricha, says the Mishnah Berura, is that if somebody knows that he's going to wash and eat bread by his meal, and therefore by doing so, he won't have to make separate bracha on all the foods that he eats during the meal. The hamaitzi that he makes at the beginning of the meal will cover all the foods during the meal. Then he should wash and make the hamaitzi immediately versus first eating some foods and making separate brachas. The only time, says the Mishnah Berura, we have a right to do so is if there's a question on a food, is this the kind of food that the hamaitzi covers or not? And if we don't know if that's the kind of food that the hamaitzi covers, then the halacha allows us to eat the food before the meal. And by eating the food before the meal and making separate bracha, we avoid that shaila. And you should always make the bracha on the more significant food. For niftar hasheni, and be mitzi with this, the second food. This halacha, says the Magen Avraham, even applies on Shabbos. On Shabbos, we know there's an obligation to make 100 brachas every day. And on Shabbos, it becomes more difficult to fulfill that obligation. So people are looking for ways to make more brachas on Shabbos. So the halacha is, as much as we're looking to make more brachas on Shabbos, not at the expense of bracha she'en tzricha. And the simile, the halacha would be, if somebody knows that he's going to be eating more of a certain food, and he has in mind not to, in order to make a bracha, another bracha, that's called a bracha she'en tzricha. Or if somebody knows he's going to be eating fruit or dessert at the end of the meal, which is covered by the original bracha, he shouldn't deliberately wait to eat the dessert for after the meal in order to be able to make another bracha. Elam Kain, the halacha is that even in a case, says the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Vivarach Ayos HaChashav, make the bracha on the most significant food of Nifta Hasheni, Abi Shlai Haisa Kavanasa Lafatrei, even if he had no intention to absolve himself of the bracha. The halacha is that even according to those that hold that you could have a mind not to be yotze with a bracha, and therefore you would have to have a mind, you would have to make a new bracha, albeit a bracha she'en tzricha, that is only if you had specific intent for that. But if you didn't have specific intent and the same food with the same bracha is brought to you, you could always assume that the bracha that you made a bar priates, all fruits that would be brought were covered by that original bar priates. Avon Berach Lezash Ena Choshev, now says the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, if he made a bracha on the less significant food, Ein nifta chashav, the most significant food is not covered. Elm kein hasadat lefatra, unless that was your intention. Avo berch stam, But if that wasn't your clear intention, tzorach lach levarach al chashiv, you have to make another bracha on the more significant food. Benedin sheyiftish ene chashiv lechashiv, because it's inappropriate that the less substantial food should cover the more significant food derech grora automatically. Not everyone agrees with this, and many say it's hard to determine what is the more significant and less significant food, and if they're all the same bracha, and you knew you're going to be eating all the foods, one bracha covers them all. Sif your days. Avim hem shnei minim. If you have two different types of food, kigoyim priyetz or priyadama, something which is a fruit and something which is a vegetable, and then you have a food who the bracha is a shahakel. Afgad to be evid, even though we know that Allah is, and birch al kulam shakl yotza, that by all foods, but the evid you can make a shahakel and it'll be fine. A shabarach al priya eitz, bar priya adam yotza, we know that if you make a bar priya adam on a fruit, it's acceptable. But kamakoim, still chatchil asul asukain, this is not the way one should act. Al yivarach al kol echad ve echad bracha hamichad asloi. Every food, if it has a specific bracha, that's the bracha that you should make. And somebody makes a bracha on something which we know for sure is a shahakel, but and then he has something which we're not quite sure what is the bracha. If he did not intend that with that shahakel, that food should be covered, it's not clear that the shahakel covered it. And therefore, when one is faced with such a situation, where he has foods in front of him, some foods he knows for sure the bracha and is a shahakel. Some food, since he doesn't know, he's going to rely on the shahakel, he should have in mind that he wants that shahakel should cover that food. If somebody had made a bracha bar pri adava and he thought that all the different things that are on the table are bar pri adama, and therefore he had in mind that with this bar pri adama, he should cover all of those foods that are on the table. And then he realized that one of the foods on the table is a priya eitz. The halacha is that even though he had in mind that that priya adama should cover all the food on the table, and as we just said about priya adama, but the evid does cover our eitz, still he should make a priya eitz on that food and not rely on the priya adama that he made. And the same is by the shahakel, where he thought that all the foods on the table were shahakel. And then he saw that there are foods on the table that are not shahakel, even though when he made the shahakel, he had in mind to cover all the foods with that shahakel, he should still make the particular bracha that is required. The bar priyetz comes before the hadama, which comes before the shahakel. A fil yesh in front of yayin v'novim. If somebody has in front of him wine and grapes, v'roitz alishtus yayin kaidim, he should drink the wine first, the Mayer Bar Guffin. Api, even though Shemuskam lift the Bracha Zugam and Novim, even though B'di'evit, if he relied on the Bar Pri Guffin for the grapes, Yochel Fatram, he could rely on that for the grapes. B'chat Chilop, Lo Yaskein. That's not the way to act. Elo, Yechamish Lo Lifters and Novim. Have in mind when you're making the Bar Pri Guffin and the wine that you don't want that Bar Pri Guffin to cover the grapes. Kedei levarach gamaleim, that you should be able to make the bracha on them, bracha musakenes, the proper bracha on grapes, shibay pri haetz. That is the bar pri haetz. If somebody, we just spoke about adama haetz shahakel, but if somebody made a bracha mezoinus, the halach on a bread, even with the evid he's not yotza, and he has to make a bar priyetz properly. Sif Yud Gimel. B'chol advarim chutz min hapas, by all foods except for bread, m'shina mekoymai, if he changed his place, api shlo yisich datoy, even though he didn't stop eating, nechshev k'ma, even though he's still intending to eat, nechshev k'ma hesach adas, it's considered hesach adas, ulkein, mishoich l'shoyos b'cheda echad, if somebody's eating in one room, and then he goes to a different room, to continue eating and drinking there. Afilu minarishin, if he's going to continue eating the same type of food that he ate in the first room, he's even holding the same food in his hand and the same beverage in his hand. V'noisnoi el acheder achan, he carries it to the other room. Mikom makom, tzarech levarachov sham mechadosh bracha rishayna. He has to make a new bracha rishayna in the room that he moves into. Av bracha achrayna, amashach atchila, the bracha achrayna that he made, ain't a tzarech, that he won't have to make a separate bracha achrayna. The bracha achrayna is going to say at the end, talul shneim will cover both. Even though this is the psak of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, then when you walk into a different room, the aloch is in the same home, you have to make another bracha, rishayna. That is not our minig, says the Bi'ar Locha. Our minig is that if it's in the same home, the aloch is that you make one, you could continue eating, relying on the original bracha. There's a question that what would be if you're walking onto a porch? So if the porch has a ceiling over it, so the porch is considered like another room in your home. If it's a porch that's completely open, there's a question, what would we do? Sif Yedalad. The Kem Halak L'chutz. If somebody goes outdoors, V'akach Choyzlam Koyma Ligmar Chilos, and then he comes back in to finish his meal, Tzarech L'varach V'chodesh Bracha Rishayna, he has to make a Bracha Rishayna again. B'mad V'ar Memurim, K'shoich L'vadoi, K'shoich L'machayrim, when is this halach? When he eats alone, or he eats with other people, and everybody moved to the other room, moved to another place. Avam echad nishim mekayim. If there's somebody from the original group who's there, as gam elu shaholchu, even those that left the original room, kim shadatim lachz l'kan, since it was their intention to come back, l'kan alzeh shenishakan, to rejoin this individual who's sitting here, ulligmer kanechilosam, here they're going to finish the meal. The kench chayzva oichlim, when they come back and eat, oishoysim, or drink, ain't tzurich and levarach mechadish, they don't have to make a bracha again. The kivin shenishikan echad, since one person of the original group remained here, linus batla kvius, that they start together remains in place. The kulan chayzim kviosam, the nashikul kusuda achas, it's all considered one meal. Sif tesvav, becheda echad, in one room, yipina lapina, from one corner of the room to the other corner of the room, af b'shacheda gol moed, even though the room is very large, lo have a shini mokum, it's not considered shini mokum. Sif tazayim, in Michael Paris began shumukav b'chitzis, if somebody's eating fruit in a yard that has walls around it, or berach ha'peres me'ilan echad, and he had a mind to eat fruit from one of the trees, al das lechol began me'ilanus acherim, with the intention to eat fruit from other trees that are in that garden, yochel lech gam milinus acherim, you could eat from those other trees. Abishen roy mekaymai, even though you didn't see the fruit in that tree from the place you were sitting and you made your bracha. Kivin shalay sich datu, since it is your intention to eat from the entire garden, from the entire all the trees in that garden, vein tzarech levarach shani shenis, and you don't need to make a new bracha. If the entire garden is not encircled by walls, or he was in one garden and then he goes to another garden, what he had in mind in the first garden, if it means walking to another garden, the bracha that he made in the first garden will not be helpful for the fruit that he's going to eat in the next garden.